On Friday, we first told you about the growing number of illegal pirate radio stations popping up all over South Florida.
If this is against the law, then there's something wrong with the law.
These are people who build their own transmitting towers and broadcast to whomever will listen. Well, tonight, reporter Mark Schumacher goes underground and talks with two guys who run a pirate radio station. He's live right now in Broward County with a closer look and listen.
Well, Diane, one of the concerns was that some stations were playing explicit language over the airwaves and kids could listen to it. But a number of pirate operators said, hey, wait a minute, that's not the way we did business. So that's why doors like this one to an underground radio station, basically, were opened for us today. And we went inside.
This is ZZ Top. I heard it on the X. It's about a pirate radio station.
He's Eddie C.
Hello, 96.9.
This is Jerry L. They both sit beneath a 95-foot broadcast tower and a pirate flag pumping out rock and roll.
It's too hard to get a commercial license right now. The dollar figures are out of control. It's a big political thing.
So Eddie and Jerry built The Pipeline, an underground radio station that reaches much of Broward County.
This is illegal. It's unlicensed.
Yeah,
right? And it's against regulation.
Yeah, I look at it more like against the rules more than the law.
Like most pirate radio operators, Eddie and Jerry feel the airwaves are free, and since they're using an unused channel, then what's the problem?
We're not doing anything wrong. We're not hurting anybody. We're helping people.
The Pipeline actually runs some health reports. They promoted a Kids in Distress fundraiser over the weekend. All of this without commercials.
Listen to the words on 96.9, The Pipeline.
Now, the FCC knows they're here, knows they're broadcasting illegally, but so far has taken no action. They hope steering clear of controversy by keeping explicit lyrics off their pirated airwaves will keep the feds at bay.
I want to stay on the air till the year 2000 and beyond.
But you got to ask yourself, when will these pirate flags stop flying? Well, interestingly enough, the FCC is waiting on a court case right now in California that could decide just how much they can really say about people using airwaves. Until that happens, they're backing off. The only stations they say they're going to go after are those that interfere with air traffic control or interfere with a commercial radio station. We're live in Broward County. Mark Schumacher, Channel 10, Eyewitness News.
All right, Mark, thanks. Now, even if the FCC did go after the pipeline, they wouldn't be taken off the air right away. Two warnings come first before federal marshals move in and take away their transmitting equipment.